The first is from Boone. Hi, greetings from LGA, the land of very intense security. Out of here shortly for Columbus, an initial meeting with the firm in question. We'll have to play that completely by ear, of course. How are you? Let me know. You are not, she thinks, the most eloquent of correspondents. But what, she asks herself, is she expecting? Shakespeare from a layover at LaGuardia? Hi yourself, on my laptop, as per our discussion. Okay here, nothing to report. Parkaboy next, opening on. Jesus, my mother was very religious in her dysfunctional way, have I told you that? Hence, all my fear words are blasphemous, I suppose. Daryl is letting Judy script the Keiko mail. As you said, we had no other choice than to do. She's virtually moved in with him now and has phoned in sick 2 nights running. She's mesmerized by the extent, she says, the heartbreaking purity of Taki's passion for her. This in spite of the fact that she knows Taki thinks she's a petite Japanese college girl and that Daryl is translating for her both ways. Actually, he indicates to me he's trying as much as possible to tone Judy's script down and has told her that he doesn't really have that thorough a command of Japanese sexual vernacular. Not true. Says she started to cry a lot and to say that the love Taki has to offer her is the love she's waited for all her life. This is, frankly, some of the weirdest shit to wash up my alley in a while, and I suppose it would be darkly funny if only we weren't trying to... By the way, what are we trying to do here? By insisting we let Judy do this, we've lost our fulcrum for extracting more mystic material. Aside from which, we could lose Taki altogether. Terminal priapism. Yours, P.B. Next up, Ivy, FFF's founder and owner, whom she hasn't heard from since she left New York. Hello, Case. Long time no see on the forum. Are you in Japan? I'm still here in Seoul, in big numbered building. Ivy had once sent Case a JPEG of her high-rise with a 10-story 4 painted up the side. Behind it, receding into the distance, you could make out buildings 5 and 6, identical. Mama Anarchia does not write to me often. That is fine with me. You know she has always gotten on my nerves. Ivy and Case have sometimes had to coordinate diplomacy to prevent the friction between Parkaboy and La Anarchia from polarizing the site or simply taking up too much space. She freezes. Are you in Japan? Unless Parkaboy has told Ivy about Case's trip, which Case cannot imagine him doing under the circumstances, something is very wrong here.